Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know I love that girl right there, and I stole her music from our buddy Don Fleming. So I'm playing it. It's the first song of the set. Don Fleming never calls in on the first song of the set, and the first song I'm looking up, I'm going, oh no, Don is here. wow, that was, I was like, I am so busted. I had to tell, I had to go behind the scenes and say, I'm so sorry, man. How you doing, Mr. Fleming?
I'm good. I'm good, man. That was a great, great selection. Great start off of the show, you know. Great song to start the show off with. But and hopefully she's going to work. She's working on some new projects, and we're gonna get her back on, hopefully. That's the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. That was from 2020. So yeah, it's she's gonna have to come up with some more stuff and definitely get back on the show for us.
Yes, man. Oh man, she's awesome, man. She's one of my favorites, and as I was looking for, okay, well, who am I gonna start the show off with? What am I gonna start it off with? I had to go past Don to get to my stuff, and I saw that. I was like, hey, hold on. Back that up a little bit. Oh, yes, that's just getting her right now in the beginning. And so, and I still got busted. Gee, I can't win, man. But we, you
man,
know.
Man, you know, you can be on my stash anytime, man. That's all good. All
right. Well, man, I got to tell you, I love your stash. Yeah, but you know, mine is just mine. it's everybody's. Mine is everybody's. Yours is yours. You and what's his name? We lost him. What's his name? Oh man, you know, he passed away. Yeah. Well, anyway,
you talking about Eugene Hunt from the Jets?
No, I'm talking about the radio host.
Okay. You're talking about
Yes. And so his stuff is just his stuff. You guys picked some songs that I know, but they weren't like the single. They're like the second single or the third single or the fourth. I'm like, where do these songs come from? What are these? Goldie Mac. Y'all have some crazy stuff, man. It's like funky. I mean, y'all have the other stuff too, but y'all have a lot of stuff in there that are like, what? And you know, or like you guys are from another state, you know. And so it's like your DJs played these certain songs, you know, because we all are products of our environment, right? And so, I heard a lot of stuff in Philly as growing up, and so that's just the kind of what I listen to. That's what I play a lot. As a matter of fact, Greg even said, you know, it's kind of we know what you're gonna play. Oh, thanks a lot, man. So I figured I'm gonna mix it up today. I'm gonna do some of Don's stuff. And then Don got Goldie's stuff and his stuff too now. So I don't even know which one is Goldie's. And then I'm looking at Don's stuff and it's like Don has a serious list. And I'm going, whoa, what is, I don't even know like half the titles.
You know, that's only like scratching the surface because, you know, you can only have so much. So what I do is I try not to play the same music because, again, I have a mixed variety. So what I do is I say, well, I haven't played this in a year, so let me play that. Or I haven't played this, you know, if it's still in the, you know, if it's still on the list, they'll say, I guess the last time that you played it or the last time you used it, and it's like, what, 2022? I was like, well, hell, I ain't played this since 2022, so I might as well play it now.
So we having some DJ conversation, y'all. We're telling everything. Man, this is great. Hey, listen, so I know you got a lot going on. Why don't you start out this block, and then you start out the first block, and then I'll take it from there. So you can do what you got to do. I know you got a lot going on.
So it's indie jazz. It's actually indie blues and all that jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Do it every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you tune in. I want to go ahead and start this off with one of my favorites, of course. You might have played it in a few months, I guess. Of course, what you hear in the background, this is from 2014. This music from Bibio. The name of the song is called Why So Serious? Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. Oh, grown apart and lost the feeling that we once shared.
Radio, of course, Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr., or should I say Wardell Posse Jr. and Don Fleming. That was music from Rochelle Farrell from 1992 classic called Till You Come Back to Me. Before that, from 1996, from his Urban Hang Suite album, music from Maxwell, Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder, and of course, started off the block. I think it was 2014 or 2016. I could be wrong, but that was music from Bibio. Why So Serious, one of my favorites. I had to look that one up for you, Wardell. Why So Serious, man?
That is a jam. Woo, that is the I was like, oh, as soon as you started it. See, that's where the hit is, man, because as soon as it hits, it's like it grabs your attention. As soon as it hit, it was like, I was like, Oh, that's good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem, man.
We appreciated that block, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I gave you a little smooth jazz. It was kind of a smooth jazz indie block. We're going to throw some blues in there. You got to throw some blues in there soon. But, yeah, man, I had to give you some indie jazz. Indie music and a little jazzy. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, put Maxwell, of course, in the R&B category, but the Urban Hang Suite, especially that song in particular, it was on the jazz chart. And now, you know, I guess with the categories, they're changing the names of the categories now. You know, even like the quote-unquote traditional R&B is now in, like, this contemporary jazz category now. Because, like, Layla Hathaway, someone like Layla Hathaway, who's an R&B singer, yeah, and she scats every now and then. Her music is now considered, you know, she's nominated for a Grammy in a jazz category, you know, which is just weird to me. But, hey, it is what it is. So,
It is what it is, man. And many blessings. I don't forget, we got to get, that girl back on here, Carlita Duran. Man.
Oh,
and,
yeah. She's up there.
And we got to get what's her name back on here, too, with that beautiful voice, that soft voice. Remember, we had her on, old school artist, and she was so sweet to us. And I think you tried to get in touch with her. I can't even, what's wrong with me with these names? Why can't I remember anybody's name right now? Denise Williams. We had to get Denise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
She's amazing, man.
Oh,
we got
man.
A chance to. I remember we had a chance. We got a chance to interview back in October of 2020, and
yes.
She, you know, it was just. Do we still have that show archive?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh man.
Speaking of archives, I just lost my archive of text messages. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what happened to all my text messages? They all gone. That's the craziest thing.
No. That was, you know, to me, that was a highlight, having Shirley Jones on and, you know, her talking about how, you know, I kept her too long. I'm sorry, Shirley. But no, from the Jones Girls, you know. She's amazing, Miss Shirley Jones, of course. Her sisters are no longer with us, but definitely the legacy of the Jones Girls. Of course, rest in peace to Valerie and Brenda, her sisters, and she's keeping that legacy going. I think she just came from France, if I'm not mistaken. Did a Jones Girl type concert, I think, with her nieces, if I'm not mistaken. But and her son. I know her son is a hip-hop producer, and he used some of their music in some of his mixes and things like that. I think it's Cameron Jones. Shout out to him. But, yeah, we had Paul Lawrence on the show, of course, super producer, one of the men behind that whole Hush sound back in the 80s with Kashif and Barry Eastman and Maury Brown, you know, with going along with Freddie Jackson, making music with Freddie Jackson and Lilo Thomas and Kashif, you know. So, we had some great ones. And, of course, who you have in your Rolodex, I mean, people like Stephen Shockley and Howard Hewitt.
Oh,
Stephen
Shockley's going to be here this Friday. This Friday,
yeah.
He's releasing his new single this Friday for Mother's Day. So it's a Mother's Day song that he's releasing. It's really for his daughter. And he lost his daughter about a year ago. And so he wrote a song, and it's called Mother's Day. And it's not called Mother's Day. It's called Flowers. And it's a beautiful song. We're going to play it here on Solar at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday. And Steve is going to be traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, Lakeside. I'll be performing there. So I told him, I said, you got 2 hours. So if you get a chance, call into the show in those 2 hours and just share your story and stuff. But we're going to play the song. He gave us the permission to play it Friday. We are breaking the song, and it's going to be released on Sunday, on Mother's Day, for all the mothers around the world. So we want to lift up Stephen Shockley. Thank you for mentioning him, because I told him I will mention it. So, and so the fact that you mentioned him just really, you know, triggered my thoughts. And so, hallelujah, Steve Shockley.
Oh,
this Friday.
No doubt. We were just talking about this Friday. Make sure you tune in. But yeah, we was talking about, you know, a lot of the artists that we get a chance to talk to, you know, Carlita Duran, you know, Robin Charles, you know, the daughter of Ray Charles.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yes. You know, having these artists on and getting a chance to, you know, just kind of open their book of life, you know, when you interview. And Denise was just, she was just an amazing. She was just amazing. The fact that she you know, you watched her career. I mean, it's obvious people like us as fans watch her career, but someone like you, Wardell, she watched your career just the same. You know, so that mutual respect, that
right,
mutual
right.
respect for each other, that's, to me, that what makes a great interview. And the fact that, again, I'm not a tabloid. I don't care about anybody's divorce. I don't care about anybody's this, whatever, yada, yada, whatever. What's the quote, the tea that everybody wants to spill. I don't have time for that, you know?
Yes,
and again,
yes.
there's an avenue to do that, but that's just not what I do. That's not what I want to do. You know, Glenn
right.
Jones, we've had Glenn Jones on the show, you know? So, I mean, it's just been a blessing to be able to, you know, a kid in the 80s, I never thought I'd be able to interview these artists I grew up listening to. And that's a
right.
blessing, man.
Absolutely. We are really having a good time here, Solar. It is summer. Summer is coming in. And we're planning on having even more fun throughout the summer because we're looking at, you know, transitioning our station and stuff. So keep us in prayer, Don and myself and all the Solar associates. Keep us all in prayer because we're going to be trying to transition to a different platform. So because we are an indie station. Andy Station, and that stays deep in the pockets, deep in our pockets. So,
Are you getting my hopes up, man? I love reaching the people like that. Are you getting my hopes up? Is this what I think it is?
Is what you think it is. So we're just keeping it in prayer. Yes. So we just got to keep, you know, keep our prayers and do what we got to do here. And so I'm it's almost time for me to play my music, man. I'm getting ready for you. Don Fleming, anything else on your mind before we get going back to the shit?
No, I'm hoping to hear some good news from you once we get off the air for a second, but yeah, or at least moving forward.
Yes.
You know I'm ready, but no.
Ready like Freddy.
For all the people that's been down with the show from day one and loving the page on Facebook and things like that, and I'm on TikTok, by the way, Dundotta74, if you get a chance to check me out. I just kind of started. I'll go ahead and I'll put it on the page if, you know, you want to find me or whatever, that's fine. But I am on TikTok. As long as the United States is going to keep TikTok, you never know. They're talking about banning it. So, thank you. We're moving forward, and we want you guys to move forward with us and supporting the show. So thank you so much for supporting the show already. So
that's
there's
right.
some big things that are happening.
Yes. And, you know, and so this is just a sign of, you know, we're just doing what we love to do. We love music. We love to share it with the world. And we love interviewing these special artists that come on and let us, you know, get into their life stories and stuff. So those are blessings for us, and we love to do it. And just doing the right thing sometimes really blesses you in the long run. And so that's what I feel, that, you know, we're just doing the right thing, and I think we're going to be blessed because of it. So praise God for that. We are so blessed, and I want to thank all of the people that have been around Solar and helping us. As a matter of fact, I got to call my attorney. but I was just thinking, he's in my head while I'm talking. I'm like, I got to call him to see where we are. But we are so good, and we're so blessed, and thank you, Don Fleming, for just being the man that you are. You just hold on, man, and you just keep on doing it, and you keep showing up, man. And I'm so proud of you for that and stuff. So Astrid's coming out here to see us. Yay, she's coming to see us on the 25th of July, and she's going to stay two weeks. So we got plans for her. We're going to be traveling with her, so we're going to have a good time. We're going to come here to the ranch and do what we do here. Hey, listen, speaking of the ranch, I'm sitting here looking out the back window, and this cow is so big. It's about 2,500 pounds. How's an animal that big? This, that thing is huge. I don't understand. I mean, the horse is like 1,500 pounds. They are heavy. And my horses, they will hurt you if you let them, if you get in their way, because they're wild animals, right? So we have to be careful. You see all these videos on Facebook where, you see the little kids and everything with the horses, and that's some dangerous stuff. Because if something goes wrong, you can't blame the animal. It's an animal.
Don't blame the
bitch. He's just doing what he does, right? And so, but anyway, guys, we got to get going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. So don't forget, on Friday, we're going to have Steve Shockley come in, and he's going to bless us from the original Lakeside. From Lakeside, Steve Shockley is coming in, and he's going to bless us with his new single. He is the guitar player. And he's the leader of the band as well. He's been the leader of the band since they were little kids. And so here he goes, 60 years later or 50 years later, and he's still leading them, guys. I'm so proud of him. So he did call this morning and say, hey, when's the next time you're on the radio? I said, today. He says, okay, when's the next time? I said, tomorrow. He says, wow. I said, we on the radio every day, except for, I mean, the radio station goes every day. And so he's like, oh, okay. I said, what about Friday? That's when we have Solar. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, Friday. He says, I'm going to be traveling. Okay, we'll figure it all out. But I want you to play my new song. And I was like, yes, I would love to play your new song. And so he says, yeah, this is a dedication to my daughter. It's a Mother's Day wish. And I know that you're connected with the UK and stuff. So will you play my stuff? I'm like, yes. So for the UK, we're going to be playing this stuff for you guys as well as the United States and the rest of the world. But, Steve is going to do some things to hook up with the old school stations out there in the UK. So we got to hook it up. We got to hook it up, y'all. All right. And many blessings to everybody. And thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Don, here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. We want to play a song by another indie artist that used to be signed with Chic. She was the lead singer with Chic. And so here we go. And this song is called Perfectly on Soul Eye Records Radio. Let's do it. Albert Anderson.
We were so sweet, perfectly chic. We were so sweet, perfectly chic. The night fell on the heels of that funky but still drive.
every day. Wake up thinking about you and what you mean to me. I get up with no care, knowing you'll be there. Satisfy my every need. You're always glad to see me.
Beautiful, and I'm just so proud of you know, these artists that come out of nowhere and they just lay it down, and man, oh man, I just don't know how to there you go, Don. I'm sorry, buddy. I just don't know how to say how much I appreciate all these old school artists, you know, and not just old school artists, but just artists, period, that are just constantly delivering the goods and sending us great music and stuff. Joe Levy, what a great song. Love Me to My Soul is the name of the song. And y'all know I started the block off with Perfectly Chic. And that's Alfred Anderson. She was an amazing artist, and we loved her, and we still love her. She's still out there doing her thing, and it's so crazy because she had started out with, you know, doing her. She wanted to be a school teacher as a young lady. That was her goal. And so she studied and did everything. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. She could sing, but she wasn't trying to sing. She was trying to be a school teacher. And so all of a sudden, this audition came up for a group, and she was like, oh, well, I'll go do that too. I could do both. And she went, and she made the audition, and then she was a lead singer, and all of a sudden they had his song out, and she was like, okay, well, I guess this is what I'm doing. And so she did the Chic thing, and, you know, Chic, because they were big in the 70s. They, in the 80s, they were like, woo, woo, woo. And so, you know, for her, that was a wonderful ride, and what a blessing it was for her, as she tells us in our interview. When the career started going down, she was like, well, you know, I still want to teach. I still want to do what I want to do for the school. And she ended up being the principal of one of those schools. So hats off to her for working so hard. Going after her dreams and making them happen. We're so proud of you, sweetheart. Just, you know, come see us again here at Solar Records Radio. We look forward to just chopping it up with you on your new material, whatever it is that you're doing. Just let us know. And then I also played from the original Lakeside, Mr. Thomas Shelby. And Thomas Shelby is the big brother of William Shelby, who we lost from Dynasty. And so Tommy and William were like my brothers. And so having Tommy on was really something else, because for me emotionally, I went through a lot with Tommy to help him, to bring him back in to life, because Tommy had, you know, like a lot of musicians, and not just musicians, but people, we get sidetracked by different things that come our way, like drugs and stuff. And so he got sidetracked. And when I was like, well, where is he? I was saying it to Will. Where is Tommy? Where is he? And he's like, I don't know, man. He said, I think he's out the park somewhere out in this city or that city or whatever. And I was like, what? I said, okay, I'm going to go get him. I'm going to go find him. And so I got in my car. My wife and I went and we started looking for him. And I was looking, and I was like, and I couldn't find him. And then I saw this guy sitting. My wife says, is that him over there? And I was like, I don't think so. But I drove over there, and it was him. And he was just sitting there in the park. And I was like, Tommy? And he's like, hey. I said, it's Wardell. And he's like, Wardell? Oh, man. I said, come on, man. Come here. Let me talk to you. And so I said, how you doing? He says, oh, man, it's kind of crazy. It's but, you know, I'm hanging in there. And I was like, dude, I said, why don't you come with me? Let's go get some food and stuff and just kind of chill and talk about stuff. And he says, okay, let me grab my stuff. So he grabbed the stuff. He put it in the back of the Jeep. And we drove. I drove him to my house. And I took him home. And I said, Tommy, you know, here, you can, you know, relax and what you want to eat and just fill it up and make you good and everything. I said, why don't you spend the night? He says, what? I said, spend the night. And he says, okay, I could do that. I said, yeah. And then I said, why don't you spend a couple of nights? And so on and on and on. He ended up staying with me for 6 months. 6 months. And he just kind of took care of my wife. He did everything. She was pregnant at the time. So he was taking care of her, and when I was working in the studio and making sure she had everything, and we were really good, and we got just really blessed, and then he got back on track, and now, you know, he's back with Lakeside, and he's doing this thing, and I'm so proud of him because he went full circle, and so now he had a song out, and we just played it. It's called I Like It, and that was the second song I played, and that song really is a good song. It reminds me of Tommy when it first comes in, like, that's Tommy right there, that's Tommy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that was it. That's it right there. That's all I wanted to say. Don Fleming, you have the floor. You still
oh,
here.
Oh, man. An hour and 2 minutes. It's funny, I made a call while you were doing your block. But, yeah, wow. That is a... an amazing Thomas is the man, by the way. I let me add that, you know, that he is the man. Sitting next to the man. We're just mere mortals. We're just mere mortals in Thomas Shelby's man world. So,
amen to that, man. But listen. Go ahead. Do you think?
No. What was you about to say?
I just love this music. I just want to play more music, and so I just the great conversations too, and reminiscing and all that kind of stuff is really important because it just kind of helps to fill in the show and stuff. But you know, the music too is a driving force, and eventually I'm gonna get to some jazz. So I mean, we haven't played any jazz yet, and so just the first hour is gone. We played all indie music for the first.
I played Rochelle Pharrell earlier. That's considered jazz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the kind of jazz. My generation. Okay, go ahead.
I got what you're saying. No. What you hear in the background, of course. Let's take it back. 1979, this is music from the lovely Miss Dionne Warwick. It's called Deja Vu. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I love
That is music from John Lee Hooker. Of course, that is Boom Boom. Before that, from 2015, music from King. Name of the song is called The Greatest. And, of course, we started off the block from 1979, music from Dionne Warwick. Name of the song, Deja Vu. Had to add some blues in there, man. We got 49 minutes left. Threw some blues in there. I got a couple of more blues songs. But it is what it is, man.
That you was good. So, yeah, I do. But did you do great? The Lee Hooker. What was his name?
Johnny Lee Hooker.
So Johnny Hooker, when they were on tour back in the day, black people couldn't stay in hotels. So Teddy Lee Hooker's mom used to be one of those places where, you know, she would let the artist come and stay with her. And so as she was, you know, coming to, as you know, John Lee Hooker went to stay there, he taught Teddy Lee Hooker how to play the guitar. Teddy Lee Hooker named himself after John Lee Hooker. And everybody thought for the longest that that was his son. And so he took on that name, and he named himself, and he did very, very, he was really an extremely talented guitarist. And his mom, you know, she lived in her 90s, but she passed away, and then Teddy passed away right after his mom. I mean, it was hard for him to survive without her because she was, like, always at all his shows. I mean, not all of them, but as many as she could go to, she was there. And you know, but he just really, he didn't have a wife, and his mom was his everything. And when she passed away, you know, he was so connected to her that he just dropped, man. And so God rest in peace, Teddy. And thank you I played with Teddy, as a matter of fact. He was the one that got me to play the blues, because I was like, I don't play blues. I don't know. I don't get the feel of it.
You know, it's you know, when you talk about the history and you talk about the traveling and the, you know, you couldn't stay in the hotels and you know, the segregated South, especially in the segregated South. One of the things John Lee Hooker and a lot of the blues artists did was they had this, what they called the Green Book. And the Green Book was, I forgot the guy's name, but his last name was Green. And he, it was basically a book to kind of just show you when you travel certain places on certain roads. It highlighted that would quote sundown towns, towns that, you know, black people couldn't be in after a certain time of the day, and certain hotels, you know, black-owned hotels or hotels that catered to black people. It was called the Green Book. There was a kind of a movie about it a little bit. It had Mahershala Ali in it, and I think Viggo Mortensen, but it just, you know, it didn't really, like, capture what the Green Book. It was just about Don Shirley, the pianist, and his bodyguard and the guy that actually drove him from place to place to perform. But the Green Book was an essential part of, you know, it's kind of like a guide to, you know, black people's guide to when they're traveling. They say, oh, we're going to Ohio. We're going to Cleveland, Ohio, driving from Texas. Well, we want to spend the night in Memphis. Well, you know, Memphis, this hotel catered to black people. At the time, I think the Lorraine Motel at the time, you know, the course where King was assassinated, that was a hotel that catered, you know, to black people that came through town and spent, you know, you wanted to spend the night. So there were a list of places to eat. There were lists of, you know, like I said, restaurants. There were places like, you know, of course, hotels and things like that, eateries that catered to black people in the segregated areas of the South and parts of the North and Midwest.
Wow.
So that was the Green Book. It was an essential guide to kind of just protect. It was just a protection for black people to know where they are. And that was one of the things a lot of the artists used to, you know, to at least have some type of safe pathway to where they were performing.
Isn't it so crazy that our government would want to erase our history?
It doesn't surprise me because this is why you have these boogeymen. And you don't want to get too political, but these whole boogeymen, this critical race theory and all of these things that people are scared. Now it's DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all of these things that they're using as buzzwords, you know, to say, well, so certain people get preferential treatment. No, we were marginalized. People were marginalized, and they were, you know, purposely cast out of that so-called American system that you so proud to want to, you know, give people, you know, let people know that aren't from here and say, oh, we understand the tenets of our Constitution and all men are created equal. No, we weren't.
We were not. And basically, you know, the truth will set you free, right? That but you can't hide the truth, because if you hide the truth, then you will never be set free. You will always you'll be running under this thing that you've created to hide the truth, and eventually it will catch up with you, and then you will be exposed. So it's just better to just let the truth lie. Just let it happen and just keep trying to get better.
History has a strange way of repeating itself when you don't know. When people
exactly.
don't know history, it has a tendency to repeat itself. And one of the things that a lot of people do, they try to insulate that because they don't want certain people to be seen in a bad light. And I don't see that that way. But, you know, by the way, let me mention this. The Green Book was created by a mailman by the name of Victor Hugo Green. He was a New York City mailman, and, you know, he heard the stories about, you know, people who travel, black people who travel, and they have to deal with, you know, law enforcement pulling them over for no reason, things like that.
And that happened to me, too. That happened to me, too. When we traveled, we were at the end of it. We were at the very end of it. But, you know, so the law had said, this is over a long time ago. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
But the mentality was a whole nother dynamic that we had to deal with. And so these grown white people who were stuck in this law, they never let it go. And they would even teach their children to not like black people or not trust black people or keep black people in a certain place. And so themselves had, you know, so you got generations and generations of different people trying to hold us down, which is really, really sad. But anyway, go ahead and finish your thought. I'm sorry. No.
I mean, you know, hey, when we talked with the members of Blue Magic, there was an incident that happened to them in Michigan where they were beaten by the police. And it wasn't until, I think, the daughter, if I'm not, I could be wrong, I apologize to the Sawyer brothers if I didn't get this right. I think it was the daughter of the police chief recognized who they were. And they were like, oh, we'll let you go. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I don't even think they said they were sorry.
No, they weren't sorry. They just said, let them go.
Yeah, just let them know. I think it was the daughter of the police chief or or one of the sergeants that recognized Blue Magic and who they were, and they decided to let them go. So, you know, the Green Book was essential to me, black travel and survival, you know.
Right.
It was just a brother that just happened to realize that, you know, black folks travel too, and they drive cross country or from state to state to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you deal with these things that are, you know, sanctioned by the government. You know, these were government sanctioned executions, to be honest with you, and discrimination. So but again, when people hear stuff like this, they say, oh, you're playing the victim. You're doing that. I get so sick of that because, to me, that a person like that is in bad faith, because a lot of people, you know, they don't want to admit the wrongs that were done in this country to certain people. Not just black people. A lot of poor whites took it to the chin, you know, a lot of poor white people. But at the same time, you know, a lot of those poor white people got fooled in thinking that, hey, because you're white, you still have certain privileges in this country, and you didn't. But again, we were talking about John Lee Hooker, and we were talking about the Chitlin Circuit and the travels and things like that. I don't want to stray too far from that, but all of that was connected. When you performed in the Chitlin Circuit, when you had to go to Florida, when you had to go to Mississippi or Alabama or any of these places, these quote-unquote juke joints, we called it juke joints back in the day, you know, it was an essential to know where to travel, to know where to rest, to know where to eat, you know, and the Green Book was an essential guide to that. And you know, hey, unfortunately, those things happened, and that was a reality. And a lot of people, I'm thinking, and I don't say this with vanity, I think a lot of people that may hear this did not know that.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of understanding and educating and having, again, we don't present this as woe is us. This is history. And to understand history, we got to understand history, or we're going to repeat it. And it seems like a lot of people are doing that. A lot of the powers that be are keeping us from having these type of conversations and these type of history acknowledgments. And now, you know, a lot of people, we're going to suffer that in the long run. You're going to see it. If it keeps happening this way, it's going to suffer. This country is going to suffer in the long run. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's crazy that so many people, I mean, like, when these people expose themselves to the world, it seems like we should, as people, shut them down. But we, for some reason, it's so many people that are caught up in this negative rhetoric. Like,
mm-hmm.
And that part right there is shocking. Like, are you serious? You're okay with that? How could you be? I didn't even know we were. I thought we were friends. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, and I have people in my family like that are, you know, we have a mixed race family. And so in my family, like, there's some people that agree with that. And I go, are you serious? You can't be. And so now I've gotten to the point where I just tell my wife, you know, because my wife is mixed as well. She's white and I'm black. And so, you know, I say, my wife is, she agrees that they're crazy. And she goes, mm-hmm. she doesn't understand, like, why aren't they opening their ears and listening? And I said, babe, let's just let go and just leave them. Don't, you can't worry about them. You just have to just do the right thing. Just, you know, if you believe what you believe is right, then they're just, but don't allow them to pull you into that. And you know, people are texting my wife all night long. Her cousins and her neighbors, people that used to live in the same community as us, are very, very high, rich people. They were sending us text messages about why we need to vote this way instead of that way. And I was like, is she crazy? Has she lost her mind? And she was hiding. She was sending us a text as she was hiding underneath ground because of the tornadoes. This girl is so into this thing that she's trying to text us while she's hiding, trying to survive. Like, won't you text people that where you are and tell them to come and get you instead of sending out hate text messages to my wife? That is crazy. But anyway, woo, wow. See, so this conversation, it's one of those conversations that there's words that are trigger words, and certain Don may say something, or I may say something, and it triggers something in Don, and Don say something, and it triggers in me. And before you know it, we're going back and forth. And so we hope you guys are with us as we are just trying to work through these things, because we truly want to be blessed. And we want our friends and supporters to be blessed in a safe environment. But we are living in this zone right now where any day the law can change. The very next day the law can change. Just like with the vice president, she said, yesterday your law was this way. Today. It's a completely, this is Vice President Harris. Today, it's a complete new thing. Just in one day, it changed. They went from being able to be okay with their sex, you know, being able to go to the doctor and have abortions in case of emergency and stuff like that. And then the law changed in that state that next day, and so bam, it was over. And so now they have to go all the way up north. They can't, there was no place in the south that they can go to have an abortion or just child care. I mean, these are just because they every little thing it scares the doctors because they don't want to go to jail. Can you believe that they would go to jail for trying to save a woman's life? That is ridiculous. And so I don't understand why our president can't just say, we're done with this law and just shut it down. I guess he doesn't have the power to do that.
It's the separation of powers. You know, it's you know, the checks and balances thing.
Right,
and
we have another guy that's going to do it.
They're using the courts. They're using the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is 6-3 very conservative. Trump had the, you know,
right.
Trump basically put in three Supreme Court justices, and a lot of the ones that aligned with Alito, and at the time, I think Clarence Thomas, Alito.
But why
and,
do they have the final say? Why do the Supreme Court have
the
final say?
Well, the Supreme Court. Now, well, the thing was, it's like, well, we got rid of Roe v. Wade because it was a federalized law. We're going to go ahead and kick out the federalized part and give it back to the states, give the rights back to the states. But as we know, as a lot of black people know and marginalized people in this country know, when you gave it to the states, a lot of those states didn't do the right thing, especially in the South. You know, there was things called states' rights. You know, that's what we had a big civil war 100 years earlier from, well, 110, 115 years earlier from the Roe v. Wade in 1973. So, you know, giving the power to the states, I understand people talk about federalism and things like that, but it was always the federal government that stepped in when it came to the inequities that black people and marginalized people were facing. Brown v. Board of Education, separate did not mean equal, you know, so the federal government had to step in. Whether the federal government stepped in with the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, because they knew certain sections in the South didn't allow black people to vote. You know, it was the poll taxes and the literacy tests, and saying, oh, how many bubbles are in a soap, suds are in a bar of soap, you know, things like that. You got to count how many bubbles, you know, things like that. And again, people did not know that. People did not know, oh, wait a minute, they were doing that in Mississippi? They were doing that in Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas? Yes, they were. So it took the power of the federal government to implement laws that keep certain states in the right direction when it came to, you know, all men are created equal, or at least trying to uphold the tenets of the Constitution that the quote-unquote founding fathers, a.k.a. slave holders, basically wrote and said, oh, all men are created equal. Okay, let's go by that. They weren't going by that because they didn't consider us equal. We were three-fifths of a human being at one time. But anyway, we got 30 minutes left. I know this is about music. I get that. I apologize for going off tangent, but I think you brought up a great point when you talked about you know, artists, you know, those, you know, blues artists in back in the day going through these chitlin circuits, and then I wanted to kind of expound on that and expand on it as far as talking about the Green Book. And again, you know, you never know who's listening, because a lot of people listening overseas, they did not know that these things were happening in the United States when it came to, you know, black artists' survival, or just black travelers, period. So, but again, I hope you guys learned something tonight or today or tonight, depending on where you are. So we're going to go ahead and keep this music going, man. Wardell, you want to do the honors?
All right, guys. Here we go on Solar Records Radio with a little bit of JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls doing her thing here on Solar Records Radio as a solo artist. Yes, she's an indie artist. We love you, JoJo. This is called My Favorite Things. Here we go.
Tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. like winter, they melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dark nights, when the beating, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so sad.
Closer and closer, and then I will say to you, girl, don't be shy, 'cause No one will accept the new you.
You, you, you,
hey.
you.
But trust me, there's just beauty mine.
And honestly, I don't care for what you got a wrinkle, for what you got a stretch mark. So what, you wear a girdle? Real men be like, and what? As you get older, you will get bolder. But until then, I will get closer, closer and closer. And then, don't be shy,
I wanna run into your arms with my hands up.
just doing what you're doing, man, and so proud of. Now, that's Mickey Howard's daughter. And Mickey Howard, we actually never, I think we did have her on here, Kayleen Howard. Did we have her on here? I think we had her on here because I have her music. So we must have had her on here, and I don't know why I can't remember that. Maybe Don is the one that did the interview. I don't remember. But anyway.
I missed the show. I remember you interviewing her one Wednesday, and okay. I wasn't able to be there. So, yeah, you did.
Yes, yes. She's, oh, what a talent she is. Beautiful, beautiful girl, and we just wish her the best, and may God bless her and keep her and do your thing, girl. Man, what a, I mean, you're talking about just power. She's got power like her mama. So, anyway, and then we have my girl JoJo in the house. You know, and so, you know, we started off the block with JoJo, My Favorite Things, and then I played a song, a very special song by Victor Lattimore Jr., and that song was called Age, and Victor's out of New York, and what a nice brother. We don't have any documentation, so I could not post anything on his song, but that's a great song, and I've always told him, I said, you sound great, man, you need to put that out, and so he did, and so there you go. But anyway, Don, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. What you want to do, what you want to say?
I got a couple of things. I got a couple of things I want to go ahead and play. I'm looking at my list, I'm like, wait a minute, this song gone, but I guess we had to make some room for some other songs, but yeah, I got a couple.
You
want
to
keep
songs,
it? Yeah, I got a couple, but it's all good. I know we had to kind of move room to make room, so I get it. You want some blues or you want some jazz or indie? What you got? Give me something.
Give me what you got. Go
what?
With your heart. Go with my heart. Feel. Yes. Yeah, just do your thing.
I want to give you something. Let's see, 14 minutes left, so we still got a little time left. Got a little time. What's that you got back there?
That's me. That's just me. I just want to change the background. But go ahead. That's my own solo thing.
Oh, look at you already doing stuff in the middle of the show, man.
I tried to keep it quiet. I said I just wanted to change the background music. I got it down. Look at Don.
I got
smooth
you.
Don.
I got you. I got you. Keep this
comes
smooth. This is a little jazz. A little jazz from Miles Davis, the late, great Miles Davis, featuring Layla Hathaway. The name is called So Emotional. Guys, keep it locked right here, Solo Records Radio.
There is nothing left to hide. just two kindred spirits taking time to surrender to this sweet romance. My heart tells me it's safe to believe that I can trust what I feel, because your love is real. And I can't wait to share my time, 'cause your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Honors from 1981 featuring Glenn Jones, Melancholy Fire. Of course, that was one of those songs that really got Glenn Jones on the radar, man, as far as in the secular world. That was one of his first release with Norman Conner's Melancholy Fire. And, of course, started off the block, So Emotional, Miles Davis, featuring the lovely Layla Hathaway. Got about 4 minutes left. We're going to wrap it up for us. But thank you so much for tuning in. What a great show today, man. Thank you for letting me be a part of it, man.
And always, anytime. My brother, God bless everybody that tuned in today and blessed us here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. We have my afternoon drive at 3 p.m. and then Don Fleming's evening drive at 8 p.m. So tune in with us tomorrow and be blessed as we throw it all the way back on Solar Records Radio. Don, you got the closing, grand brother. I'm out. Hey, and thanks to everybody. Thanks, Greg. Thanks to Astrid. Thanks to everybody that participates with Solar Records Radio. We appreciate all y'all. Love you much. Go ahead,
Don. No doubt. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and actually close it out. Little October London, back to your place. For Wardell Fizer Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. I keep thinking Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. Again, closing out a little October London. We are out. Have a good one, guys.